This week, David releases his inner golem. I am a hero, but without the cape. And Chloe tells me to shut up. So she shut can go and talk up, about shut the f***. Did you tell me to shut the f***?
I told you shut up. Don't say it. Just crack on.
I'm gonna have to bleep it
because it's in the first. You can't swear in the first 15 seconds of the show.
I thought you could have.
Well, that's fine. We can swear a little bit. This is the podcast. They're gonna have to get used to it. At this point here, this is the podcast. They're gonna have to get.
You were the one who was saying that we can't swear.
Can I please continue with the intro, David? Am I okay? Can I finish this intro? This is the second time.
Now we're critiquing.
This is the second time we've had an argument mid-intro. And this is becoming a routine. Like, let's...
Shows how much I respect you, doesn't it?
Right. Basically, Chloe wanted to talk about Bluey. That's the reason why I got told to shut up. It was hilarious. This whole intro section has been completely ruined. Oh, so...
This is it?
Let's strap down.
Really?
Let's strap in.
No.
And let's do this.
Oh. I guess we're doing it.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
And honestly, I'm stunned. I didn't deck the lad. Stunned about it. Right. David, that was your cue.
Was that my cue, yeah?
Yes, that was your cue, for fuck's sake.
Again?
You had one job.
Oh, my God.
Should we start that again?
Okay, I didn't know when you were going to finish.
Okay. And honestly, I'm stunned I didn't deck the lad, if I'm honest with you.
You know what we should do? All right, I was going to actually put that story at the very start of the show, but now I'm not going to do that. If you want to listen to that entire story, which I recommend you wanting to listen to, you got to be a patron, and you become a member of our group of patrons. Then by all means, listen to everything Tom just said.
That's a good idea because I am not comfortable putting that on the main podcast. That's not a story. It's bad. It's real bad, folks. Oh my God, it's bad. Also, there might be. Oh, we can leave all the swearing in because it's Patreon, can't we?
Oh, yeah, fine. They love
right.
it.
Right, should we make a start on this?
Please
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Hello. This is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am your host Tom, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friends, co-hosts, and people who have to put up with me on a weekly basis. Hello,
that's
everyone.
True. Is that the actually? Is that is pretty much what you say every week now? Yeah. Is that what it's always going to be? It's kind of cool.
Really know.
We could put that on a T-shirt. You know, I just feel like the stuff that we say on every single time could be on a T-shirt. Yeah. So if you want to buy our merchandise, you can go to salmonslap.com you could probably get that T-shirt. We'll get our producer.
We'll put it on there now, yeah.
And Chloe on that.
Okay, I'm on it.
We could probably do one with my other catchphrase. Oh, I like pineapples.
That's
when have you ever said that?
Yeah.
Just now.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Exactly. It's, why would you even
no,
say
your
that?
One is,
although I do like pineapples,
you should have a catchphrase
true.
One of that's wild ? And what else do you say weird?
Oh my God, the wild one that is. Yeah, that's
yeah,
definitely
that's
one.
Wild.
Yeah,
there you go. That's your catchphrase.
My God, I need to have a proper Chinese. You know what? I've been cooking recently.
Where's that come from?
Pineapple. Pineapple, right. I made, hey, so I've never really cooked. But recently, I've been getting into it. I've been kind of getting into like more like Chinese and like Japanese food and shit like that. So like rice based. I don't know why. I think because I've got a bit of ADD, I can't deal with the waiting for things. So what you know what it says? Put it in the oven and leave it for 15 minutes. Can't do that shit. I have to kind of be actively doing something. So when you're putting like rice in there and you're doing all that in a wok, like I don't know, it's just. It's a bit more interesting for me.
So
I made sweet and sour sauce. Not instant food. I want instant, like, I want to be able to kind of be doing
instant
it
entertainment.
All the time. Yeah, yeah. Okay. My TikTok brain just can't deal with sitting around and waiting for more than 30 seconds. I have to be on that shit. But I've just bought, like, sesame oil.
Yeah.
And because we go through much soy sauce... We go through a lot of soy sauce. I've just bought a 2 liter tub of soy sauce. Yeah,
no,
it's
I don't
fucking
believe you. 2 liters. Oh wait. Okay, I was thinking 2 gallons. Carry on.
No, it's two liters is still quite a lot. Like that's like a
half a gallon.
How long will that last you? though? That's the important bit.
Probably a couple of months.
Okay.
That's it.
If you'd said a few weeks or like a week, I would have been a bit like, oh.
Like soy sauce has lasted like
still
2 years.
2 liters of soy sauce.
Between two of you.
Yeah. Well, it's every other night. I'm
what are you putting on it? On like everything?
Like, what's the rice that I put
it
in?
Soy sauce.
I was going to think about the sodium as well. That's a lot of sodium to be to have on that regular basis. Yeah.
He's a big growing man. He needs it.
Probably.
is it very salty? Don't know.
Oh, the sodium, it is. I like it. Salt.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, is it really? That's why it's so delicious. MSG. Might get some of that as well. Is MSG legal or not? I always thought that was illegal, that shit.
No, MSG is legal. It's in everything.
Yeah.
Because I remember, was that not in Chinese? You used to get on the thing saying like MSG.
Wife said no. Okay, MSG is not legal, apparently, says Wall and Shane. Usually she's correct.
Obviously.
That's why she wins every argument too, because I just presume she's always correct.
Yeah. What is it not? Is it not legal?
I think she's saying not. No, it's like not illegal.
Oh, it's legal. It is legal, right? Okay,
we've got that. Okay, well, there we go. There we go.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's about. There was
she could convince me in a bigger thing.
About
sorry.
It, wasn't there?
Bet she does as well. Bet there's things that she tells you. I bet there's. I hope there's something that she's told you, and it's actually. She's lied to you all this time.
Yes.
It's not that she lied to me.
She belittles
her opinion sound like fact. And I just okay. I really thought I was correct on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's got no other knowledge of it, of the subject and all that. She just,
say things that confidently, can't you?
I watched like a little, those TikToks where the wife goes on about how she changed her husband's phone. So you can change the wording. Like, so when it sends a certain word, it will change to something else. And it was something like babe. And she changed it to moose or pig or something like that. So every time he said, all right, babe, or something, he'd say to like her, it'd come up with pig or moose or something. And for ages he was going, I don't understand what's going on. And I think she said something. It went on for like 8 years and she finally came through it at the end when he went.
8 years?
Yeah, where she was dedicated. He got a brand new phone and because it was already on the iPhone, like it just moved across and did it again. And he was like, how is it still happening on my new phone? And then I thought it was hilarious. And then he went to the pub and was trying to show all his mates going, what does your phone do? When I write, babe, does it change it? And he couldn't figure it out. And I thought that was hilarious. And I could see your wife doing that to you, David. That would be brilliant.
She's done it to her mom. By the way, she did. She literally did that to her mom. I can't remember what the word that they replaced, but it was always funny in the group messages when they when she was texting, and all of a sudden she's saying the exact same thing. No, I mean, I'm kind of hoping that my wife right now will actually tell me what that word was. But
and what she's replaced it to?
Yeah, oh, cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
What word
what was
it
the
though?
Original?
Yeah,
it was probably something simple like wow or okay.
And tubular.
Okay, but the word wasn't tubular.
They were great words. You remember when like tubular and shit like that was like the norm?
I've never heard of
fucking cowabunga.
Good.
I've heard of cowabunga. But tubular. That's is that
like a yeah.
Do you not remember that from that was from like on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, but great. I remember cowabunga. Like cowabunga wouldn't even exist without Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Sorry, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in America.
Also, Siri calls her Snoop Dogg.
I like that.
That's amazing.
In England, it wasn't teenage. It was horrible. It wasn't England.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Hero Turtles.
That's
that
the
was
one.
It.
Was
teenage
it?
Mutant
yeah, yeah,
Hero
because,
Turtles.
Yeah, because there was this whole thing about ninjas back in like the 1980s where they were like, it was all a bit crazy. And there's this one woman who didn't like the word ninja because it was too violent. So rather than taking any of the violence out of it,
They just changed
the
name
ninja and changed it to hero, and that was that. But apparently, I think some of the merch that came in still said ninja on it.
Well, then when the movie first came out back in, I don't know, 1992 or something, it was called Ninja Turtles. And I was like, why did they call it Ninja Turtles? It was so confusing why on the cartoons it's called, Hero Turtles, and on the movies it was Ninja. But anyway, yeah.
Logan's just got into it. He loves it.
Oh, it's so good. Why are kids' TV shows not violent anymore? There needs to be more violence.
Because they can
TV
now
shows.
Get access to everything else under the sun that is violent, like playing certain games on Roblox or Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever it is. Or the fact that all these kids that are under 18 play GTA.
Yeah, that's
you can do
good.
It.
How do you know that cartoons aren't violent anymore?
Have you seen Bluey? When was the last time Bluey got an axe and killed someone?
Can I point out I'm rewatching Bluey because I've just discovered something.
I knew I shouldn't have mentioned it. What did you discover? Second I said the word.
Did you know that in every single episode there's a long dog?
A long dog.
A long dog. So, like, for example, there's one episode
dog.
Where, yeah, but it's not like an actual real dog. It's like a little animal or a little something. But it's all like the same figure of a long dog. If you Google it, you know, wherever you are, Google it. Maybe not while you're driving. You'll see on Bluey long dogs. So, like, for example, like they were having a barbecue the other day, and then one of the sausages has got little eyes and little legs.
Oh my god! Okay, I guess we're going to be convincing my kid to really start watching.
So Logan is now obsessed. I'm not finished. So Logan and me are now obsessed of watching Bluey, and we're looking for long dogs. That's all we're doing. Now you may proceed. Yes.
Thanks. Fuck me. What the fuck just happened?
Passionate talk, right?
Apparently.
I'd love to know if someone
shit.
Actually discovered that, like, or were they actually told by one of the creators?
I don't know. It's like a little. I found it on because I'm on a Facebook groups, which is like adult.
You're on a Bluey Facebook groups.
It's an actual real thing, and all these people are with us. They love it. And they all started sharing these pictures of long dogs. And I was like, what the fuck's long dogs? And then I Googled it and looked into it. And it's like a little Easter egg, you know, that they've got on every episode.
I love it.
So, yeah.
I love it. You know,
Honestly, the second I said the word Bluey, I knew it was a mistake. I fucking knew it was a mistake.
By the way, did you watch that? Did you watch that link of Bluey I sent you there, Tom, like an hour ago?
No. What link? Why are you sending me links to Bluey?
Because of the animation.
Why?
Why?
Because of how much
it looked like the game you were playing. I'm sorry. Okay, there we go.
I did see that. I did see what you were talking about. Thank you for sending me links to Bluey.
Yeah, you're going to get Bluey shit from now on.
In my real life. Fuck's sake.
Even if you haven't got kids, you should still watch it. You'll love it. There you go.
Next break you're on, if you're on a 45... couple of episodes of Bluey, there you go. You don't need to.
They're only like 10 minutes long. You can fit in a whole fucking, you know, you can go crazy.
Is that going crazy? Is that what it is? I don't know.
It's pushing the boat out. I mean, if you got out of your cab and someone's going, what have you been watching, mate? Just a couple of episodes of Bluey.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
It's better than me at the moment, where I get there, go, what are you listening to? I'm like, Lord of the Rings.
Something else. Not Bluey. I have something to talk about. Do you know how my stories have this habit of going just fucking crazy and starts just going a bit off the rails?
Yes.
We were sat playing a game last night, me and my missus. We've been playing DayZ, a game that I would suspect you would
DayZ,
not like,
is
Chloe.
Is that like a zombie?
It's a zombie thing where you get chased by zombies, survive zombie apocalypse. Yeah,
oh,
I didn't think
no.
it was your
opposite. Yeah. Something didn't happen while you were playing zombies, did it? Scared the shit
out
of you.
Oh, no. So Kayla looks at me, she's like, oh, I really want like a packet of crisps. You know, like the nice kettle crisps, like the nice ones. I ended up getting Lancashire ones, but... That's by the by. So we went out and we'd seen there was blue lights. And we looked, we could see there was like the sky was all orange to our left. And we're like, the fuck's going on over there? So we thought, oh, we'll drive down. And as we're driving down, there's a police car blocking the road. We'll turn around and we'll go down this way and come back again and we'll kind of go down.
Oh, fully committed at this point.
Because obviously we want to know what the fuck's going on. We're, you know, we're nosy as fuck. It's
orange sky
light,
and blue lights. Okay, doesn't sound apocalyptic.
How far away from home was it?
Oh, like we could see it from the house.
Oh, okay.
It's like as we're coming out the drive, you looked left and you can see like you can see shit's going on.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can understand.
That's when we saw all of the flames like coming up, and it was a huge, huge fire at a local truck yard. Massive, massive fire. Multiple, like loads of ambulances, police, all of this. And as we drove down, as we're leaving the village, there's a police officer blocking the road. I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on? Because he's not, he's way away. Like, I don't know, like maybe half a mile away from all of this, blocking the road. And he's like, how do you get through the cordon? I'm like, what cordon? What the fuck's going on? He says, oh, well, we're having to block it all off. So we thought, well, we'll leave and we'll come back in from the other side. We're fine like that. So we went around and we thought we'll go on the dual carriageway. And as we're going to come to the dual carriageway, they blocked that off.
Oh, wow.
On both sides, they'd blocked the whole area off. And so we were like, what the fuck? So the police were like, so the garage where Kayla works, the police were like, that's the evacuation point.
Wow.
So we were like, what the fuck is going on? Now,
was your son visiting?
No, kids here. No kids here. So the
kids' entertainment.
The truck, well, the truck.
He's caused a fire to your house, though, hasn't he?
He does. Yeah, is that what we suspected? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's very true, actually. So the company, I won't mention them, but I'm sure, like, some, if you look, you'll be able to find it quite quickly, I'm sure. But the company that it was does a lot of ADR stuff.
And, oh, no.
Can you tell people who don't know what ADR means?
Hazardous loads.
Gotcha.
Dangerous goods, basically.
Very, very dangerous goods. And they do all of the dangerous goods, including nuclear.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
So the fire brigade at the beginning weren't sure what they had in.
So was it? This was a trailer parked up overnight, I take it.
So this was, I don't know which one had set on fire, but one of the trucks is set on fire. It was like they were hooked up to the trailers.
And what town is this?
And
I know it's your town, but
it's a village called Dizzington. Okay. It's near Workington on the west coast of Cumbria, and so. One of the trucks was set on fire, which then set on, I think, apparently eight. They managed to, there's a local firm that I've, that's like literally just around the corner from us, that do more plant stuff, do like grab wagons, stuff like that. The fire brigade got them to come down and start dragging trucks out of the way that were on fire to try and get them away from other stuff because...
Because that could be a pretty catastrophic, yes.
Well, yeah. So I don't know all of the loads. Someone's found, well, a lot of people in the area, around about maybe 500-600 meters around, have found canisters in the garden and on the roof.
Oh, wow.
So basically, gas canisters have gone off. Like only small, so about maybe 6 inches, 7 inches, something
little
like that.
Little Calagas ones, something.
I don't know what they were because they were all black and it just looked like a little gas. But whatever they were, they've obviously shot into the air.
God,
and
should have got your drone up there. That would have been cool.
Well, yeah. So that'll explain why they were evacuating people partly, but then apparently, someone in the chat put nitrous. I did wonder that possibly.
Yeah, well, they're little ones. Yeah, it might be nitrous.
Kinda. They were about do it in front of the camera, like about 6 inches. Or 6-7 inches, something like that. But, and this is the one that I was talking to producer Nessa about, or kind of the reason why I asked this question. One of the trailers that had batteries on it. It was like a full load of batteries. I don't know if they were new or if they were recycled, but it had a full load of batteries. And it shouldn't have gone back to the yard. The only reason why it had gone back to the yard was because they'd gone to the delivery point, and it had been rejected because it was too late. So then they had to try and find somewhere last minute to then store it. And but this all set off. I don't think it hit the batteries, because obviously if the batteries went up, that would be putting poisonous gas into the air, and then that's the reason why they were starting to evacuate people.
They were so nervous absolutely. About it.
So you must have known some people who actually been evacuated if you lived that close. Obviously, you were in a safe area, yeah?
Well,
were you... going to be cornered off and evacuated, or did?
Oh no, we didn't get back to the house until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay, so you ended up being evacuated as well, effectively.
Yeah, we weren't.
It
yeah,
was kind
we
of good
allowed,
you went out. Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't allowed back into the house. We weren't allowed back into the village.
Holy shit! So you would have, like, let's say you didn't have the windows open and you wouldn't have seen anything, and you didn't go outside to get it back at a crisps.
No.
Somebody would have knocked on your door.
No, not us. They hadn't got out. By the time that point, by the time that they realized, like, this end of the village was safe.
Right.
They had, they hadn't kind of got this far, but they'd evacuated a lot of people, and a lot of people were
being
sent to the garage.
And obviously they weren't getting back in. Yeah.
So we were helping up at the garage. Like, I mean, right. Like, basically helping, like, give out teas, coffees, biscuits, shit like that, trying to get people.
Oh, you little heroes.
We're trying to do, like, our community spirit thing. But
a hero. Oh,
sorry. Well, you gotta try. And, I don't know. It's that community thing. But it was my question more was on the fact that what would you do in that situation? Because they've obviously done something wrong here. The police were very clearly not happy about the batteries. That's what's been going around, the fact that the batteries were a fucking big issue. I think the gas canisters, whatever they were, I think they were okay, but I think it was the fact that it was the both of them, and the batteries had come back, and that basically the batteries were the thing that they were the most nervous about. But what are you supposed to do in that situation? Because
as a truck driver,
you can't. Well, exactly.
Who was delivering?
Even,
if you're an ADR, if you're an ADR driver, you've got like something called information in writing, and then obviously you know what class it is and what sort of dangerous goods you're carrying. So you can consult that, and then obviously normally you'd have a con note or something, which potentially would explain what you meant to deal with, how you meant to deal with something. But obviously if something that's catastrophic, your main focus is get people away and keep them away, let the fire service and that do what they can, is your best option in reality. So what you did going to the evacuation point and helping everyone was your best option, really. There's nothing else you could have done.
So this is in this this place is pretty much the center of the village, like it's on Main Street, is this place, and so there's houses all around it, and I think the problem is the fact that the thing that they weren't happy about is that it shouldn't have been brought back there, but then right. If you can't bring it back to the yard, where do you take it? What is it?
Is there any signs saying no hazardous materials past this point?
No, there's nothing like that. I mean, I can't imagine there being.
There's like a grey area. So if they didn't take it off the trailer, it's effectively still in something called something in transit. So it's basically in transit still. So it's like a really grey area. But obviously, depending what dangerous goods they had, it's because some of them you obviously have to go with like certain restrictions, certain rules, certain places you've got to stop. But I mean, like, we have like asbestos and things like that, like the insulation shit that is ADR, and obviously we can't bring it back to our yard technically to store it. But if we leave it on a trailer or in a lorry or something, effectively it's still in transit.
So is it like an almost like an in context thing? So this by itself,
it's like a really, from what I understand, it's really a grey area. Yeah, and obviously you can't mix certain products together or. Be within
I think
areas.
You're not allowed to have oxidizers next to petrol, are you?
But
am I right in saying that?
Like Gav's saying, there should be like allowed a safe location for it. But obviously, if they run out of time, then it
who was at fault for this particular situation last night? Was it not that thing? Whenever
who,
it was,
I don't know how it went up. I mean,
like the truck driver couldn't have done anything, yeah, because everything ticked off the boxes and everything. Yeah, you can have this with this. But as in, like, what happened? Was there a leak in the batteries? And the batteries,
if it's lithium batteries and there's damage, they can just go up in flames, just for no reason at all.
From what I understand, the batteries they managed to, because that's the reason why this local firm was told to basically go down to get shit away from the batteries, essentially, and to try and basically separate the two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so the gas canisters, from what I understand and from what I've heard, basically it's a big row of trucks all parked up with the trailers, stuff like that. I think some of them were empty, some of them had loads on, and the gas canisters were somewhere in the middle.
right,
of the series, and it kind of spread further down towards the batteries. The batteries, I don't think were affected, didn't go up. We weren't, the evacuation didn't stay, so that's my assumption on that one there. But so there's obviously something. It is a mechanical fault, or someone might have left like a cigarette in the cab. You see that, don't you? Or something like that. I mean,
it could have been anyone around the yard, like kids messing around or something. And obviously they don't know if there's something there. It could easily happen.
It's not necessarily about the... It's not necessarily about... The fact that it got started, it was more about the batteries, and the fact that it was more the kind of mixing of ADR, and like it was more like, where else could you take it? What else would you do? Like, because you can't store that in a, you can't have the driver stay out in a lay-by with it, because you can't have someone fucking getting that shit, can you? It's dangerous shit.
Yeah,
but where do you take it? What can you do with it?
The ocean.
Is there a note on there? It's like, because if you're doing STGO stuff, you have to have kind of like redundancies. If you can't get down here, or if you at this point, if you don't, I think with a big stuff, if you can't get past this point, you have to stay here at this services, and they have to have like backup plans. But is there that kind of thing with ADR? I've never carried it before, so I don't know.
I haven't a clue. I've never actually hauled hazmat in my entire life. Never had a placard or anything.
It does depend what you're carrying. Obviously I've only ever done asbestos and that sort of ADR, so going on into detail with it all, I'm not sure. Nessa might have more info. But
I was going to say, producer Nessa, you did some research for us.
I've done a little bit of research, but there's not an awful lot of information online about where you go with a rejected load or anything like that.
Oh, Phil in the chat used to carry hazmat. There you go. He might be able to help.
The only thing I can find is that you have to plan ahead for it, and you have to get an approval certificate for where you're staying.
Yeah.
That's on the...
So that'll be what it is.
Right, so they might not have had an approval certificate.
Yeah.
What if you can cast a force field around your truck on this event when you can?
I mean, why not? That would be amazing.
You know? Have you ever heard of the Orb of Ossivox? All right, it takes a level 99 wizard to cast this particular spell, and it casts a force field that's impenetrable from the outside. Wow. And you could cast around.
After how many of these? 15 plus, right?
How many people know this spell? That's the only thing.
Yeah,
very few people.
Will this be on the ADR awareness?
I mean, is this part of your ADR? Yeah, you have to know the spell to become an ADR driver. That's what it should be.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry about that.
Fuck me. It's normally Chloe making these jokes.
Have you ever read or watched the movie Ready Player One?
No, but I've seen someone put as a reference to that.
Yeah, well, my wife knows that I listen to that book every night, and
is
right
that
now,
book?
I'm like, yeah, it was a book first, and they actually made it into a movie. I prefer the book. I'm one of those guys. I just wish but everyone understands why they made it the way they did. But then you'd have to read a book to understand that. But anyway, so I would go out and read Ready Player One. Also, if you want to listen to Ready Player Two, you can get it on audible.com/JATP. No, I'm kidding. That's not
there's
a
two.
Wait, for a genuine second, I was like, wait, we got Audible sponsorship? What the fuck?
Oh, right. You're excited about ours. I was excited about the Ready Player Two. Is there a two?
Yeah, there's a two. Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be good.
But not a movie, just a book.
No, but they might make a movie.
Yeah. Because it came out during COVID, so there was a lot of setback on it and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think they actually might have started. But anyway, I'm excited for that, by the way.
How have you not seen that, Tom?
I don't know. It did seem like my kind of fun. It seemed like my kind of film.
Yeah,
but
100%.
But anyway,
100%.
I love the audiobook. The audiobook is actually read by Will Wheaton. He would be the guy who...
Wheaton.
I know who Will
Tom
Wheaton is.
Wheaton.
What is it? Did I say it wrong?
No. We're doing references on references now. This is actually a Family Guy reference.
Oh, Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Cool Whip. Wheaton.
Yeah.
I get you. He's the narrator of it, by the way.
He's also on Sheldon, isn't he? Big Bang
Theory. He is. He makes an enemy of Sheldon for a while.
He does.
And then he's also on Star Trek Picard, where they set up a whole storyline with him and then go, oh yeah, no, we're not doing that now. We'll do something completely different for the next season. Anyways.
Oh, that's a bit of a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Don't kick people in the teeth. That's what we've learned here today. Mm-hmm. That's what we've learned here today. Yeah.
So that's all led up to that.
I think that's the biggest, side track I've ever done on the show. Where you're talking about hazmat.
That was definitely a segue.
Hazmat to Will Wheaton. That's what we've done this week.
Okay. David, your challenge this week is to come up with some new ways of saying Patreon names. No, is it about time to give shout outs?
Hold on.
I have prepared.
Not ready for it at all.
I've been... I'm scared, I'll be honest with you.
Why?
Just a wee bit. Why? It's just, I feel like I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Trucker Colin in the comments has just put, is Just Another Trucking Podcast going to start a 30-minute audio book a week? We could do our favourite books and we could do 30 minutes of audio.
It takes, we could.
Are you allowed to do that and just like read out a book? Is that sweet?
But there's certain books you can, because there's certain books that were produced before such and such a time you can do, like Jane Austen and that. Is in
but
the
that's
national...
shit. No one wants. No one read. Right. Right. Okay. When? How many times have you read anything like Jane Austen?
I've read Jane Austen a lot, actually.
When?
In your face. Last time I read it was last year. So in your face.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, normal people don't.
No, yeah, not doing 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. No.
Oh my God. I will do that
You're gonna do that,
right? What we could do, you can do a Patreon. What is it called?
Are we going to do a live reading of it?
Right. Do you know what's the Patreon milestones called? Where
we forget
a certain amount of subscribers.
Well, I have no idea.
We'll do basically like a Patreon milestone, and I will read a chapter of Shades of Grey.
All right, there we go. So we.
Really,
that would be awesome. I'm going to have to actually create my own some fake accounts just so we can get that. It'll cost me some money, but I'll just use the other Patreon's money to cover the cost.
Have you... I'm trying to think what his name is now. Continue, and I'll see if I can try and search this guy.
All right, okay. Patreon, since we're on the Patreon part of this show, thank you very much, guys. Without you... Well, nothing would happen because we'd still carry on every week, but we appreciate the money nonetheless. All right. It is awesome. We are eventually going to start advertising and we're going to be using that money to advertise. So that'll be awesome. So starting from our newest patron, we have Phil Stark. God damn it. What is it? Hold on.
What voice are we doing?
I don't know what voice I'm doing. I want to do kind of a bit of something from the throat, but... Jack Goodwin, Trucker Saud, Big Mike, Dan M, Hemorrhoid Rager, Bendover, Justin Rene, Ginger Murder Trucker, Gavin Williams, Daniel Smee.
Say my precious in that voice.
My precious.
Sorry.
Stephen Patterson. Charlie Conahan, Arthur Job, Michal, Joe Radwell, Neil Rees, Timo, Trucker Colin, and our very first Patreon, Trucker Marty. I kind of feel like it turned into the pirate voice towards the end.
I'm like,
it became too Irish. I'm sorry, guys. I'll work on it.
It was amazing.
By
the way, Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah,
was that guy I was trying to remember.
Why do I recognize his name? What's he doing?
If you hear it, you'll know.
He's the pirate. He's the parrot in Aladdin.
Is it really? Holy shit.
I thought that was pretty obvious.
I did not know that. No, they got him to read out like some of 50 Shades of Grey.
That's awesome.
It's fucking great.
Did they?
I have to search this. Yeah, it's fucking so good.
While you're searching it, are you going to be?
He died. No
way. He died. Oh, he died last year.
He died last year. No. Oh. Oh, well, now I've made myself sad.
I've only just learned who he is, but I'm sad.
Wow. Well, yeah, that was okay. The whole thing, wasn't it?
I saw the other day on Facebook, you know how like factual Facebook can be. They put up a fake, well, I'm trying to figure out if it's real, but they said they were going to remake Fern Gully. Did you guys ever watch Fern Gully when you were little?
Tim Curry,
Robin Williams doing it. And you got Batty. I'm Batty. No?
Can you do a little bit more impressions? Do some more impressions so we can recall.
I can't do the Batty rap, but it's amazing.
Try harder. Just keep doing
it. You gotta watch it, right? And then
okay.
Basically, but then they're saying about doing a remake, which I don't think they're gonna do. But yeah, the fairy's name was Krista. There you go. You miss his nose. But it was just brilliant.
My wife's name is called Ball and Chain, not Krista.
No, the fairy's called Krista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said you miss his nose. Why have you made it so awkward?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Basically, they're doing a remake, and then you learn that they're not going to have the real voices, and you're quite gutted. There you go. That's where I was getting at, but you've just ruined it. Whatever.
What was talking about now?
Fern Gully.
Okay, I thought you were about to talk about Chicken Run.
How was that Chicken Run?
No, because Chicken Run.
They're
making a second one. They're doing a second Chicken Run.
No.
It is claymation, and they have replaced most of the main characters. The main character in it, she's been replaced because.
What about Babs? I love Babs.
I think she still sounds the same. But like the main character, I can't remember what her name is, but apparently she sounds too old, quote unquote.
Fandaway Newton.
Yeah, and what was the
Zachary
American guy?
Levi is now Rocky. Is.
Yeah.
Who?
He is quite good. I can't think what his name is now.
Who? Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, there you go. Yeah, I think they're about to replace Mel Gibson because he, turns out he's not.
Oh, I think they've got the original Babs.
Yeah, I believe they have.
Yeah, they've got the original Babs. That's cool. That's cool.
This is still Chicken Run, is it, you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that film.
Is there a small guy with glasses? Is that what I'm thinking of? Chicken Run?
Yes, the nerd one where he goes, I can't do it, Captain. He does the bit from Star Trek.
Oh, I don't remember.
Whenever someone talks about pies, I'm like, apple pies.
Mrs. Creamy's pies.
Oh, apple, my favourite. Chicken pies, you great limux. Fucking great film. That's a great film. I will watch that. I will unironically watch that by myself.
I will be devastated about the voices, but it's going to be good. That's so good.
His sounds quite good. So Zachary, I quite like him as well.
Okay.
Has anybody watched Barbie yet?
No, my missus won't. My missus won't watch it with me.
Why wouldn't she want to watch that?
She refused. Refused to watch it with me. Even she won't even watch it on Netflix.
Is she afraid she's going to like it?
I don't know. I'm man enough to say I'll watch fucking Barbie.
Oh, I'll watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
I watched it.
And
it was good.
It was really funny.
I want to watch it.
That's what I hear. I hear it's funny. As in, like, forget about, like, you're not going to lose your man cards like me and Tom did last week. No. But, you know, it's just.
I've already lost mine. Mine's gone a long time ago.
Have you tried Under the Bed? No, is that where the spiders are?
No.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought that was a film. I'm not looking under there. And then realised you meant your man card. Yeah, you've lost it. No, I want to watch Barbie. I'm willing to watch that. I'm not willing to pay for it.
I'm willing to wait till Netflix or HBO or whatever streaming service has it. But
there's so many of them now.
So many of
what? There's too many.
The streaming services.
Far too many. Yeah.
How many? Oh, wait, you got rid of Netflix, correct?
Yeah, I never really watched it.
You'll get it back to Stranger Things, though, right?
You know, my
100% I'll do it for Stranger Things.
Remember we complained
and then cancel it straight after.
Remember that we were complaining that you need a password now. You can't share your password anymore, blah blah blah, and all that kind of thing. Have they done with that now? Because my parents and my sister, one in Australia, and then my parents then in Ireland, they weren't able to watch it for a week, and then they reloaded it, and now it works just fine with my password. I was just wondering, so are they still doing it?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I think some places they've done it, some places they haven't.
Yeah.
My family can't log into my account anymore.
Oh, they can't? Are.
No.
Maybe because I have an American account.
I don't know. I saw a rumor on Facebook that it might be true that it's swapped, but I've just learned from you, Mrs., that Fern Gully is definitely a social media lie. So I don't trust anything I read anymore.
I know, right?
It can all go fuck itself. Although I'm quite glad because it's got the wrong voices, but not the point. It would be a good live action remake.
The only one that I've got is I've got Paramount. Paramount
I've
Plus.
I've got Paramount. Yeah, there's another show. I only got it for. I can't remember what show it was, but I needed to download it just so I could. I can't remember what show it was, but I just.
Yellowstone. I bet you'd be loving it.
Then it was Yellowstone.
Oh, yes, because you were talking about that a while ago. I never got into. I never really saw it. I watched some clips on YouTube of it.
Yeah, is that the robots one?
That is not the robots one, no.
Far from it.
In fact, it is about as polar opposite to robots as you can possibly get.
No. I know it's like the not Chinese cowboys, but isn't there one where it's it's not Yellowstone? Oh no, I know which one you're on about. But no, I'm thinking of the other one.
Robots. Yes, the Chinese robots one.
No, West.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Well, there you go. Someone said it.
There
Westworld.
We go.
Yeah, yeah.
China.
Yeah.
Okay. Then now it makes sense, and you don't.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll allow it. Yeah.
I will allow that too. That for us was on HBO.
I wonder where it was going.
I started getting into that, and then I've not finished it. But...
The first season is good. The rest of them are shit. That's it. You just stop at the first season. You don't need to know past that.
Oh, it's great. Oh, well, okay. I've seen season one then.
That's same here. Yeah.
Honest to God, I couldn't even tell you what happened in the other. I watched every episode, but I have no idea. I can't remember. So it's
there was definitely robots in it. I'm guessing
there was definitely robots, and they became sentient. Basically,
they became what?
Sentient, real. They got to join.
They got Pinocchio'd basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, literally, feelings.
Yeah. But yeah. So there you go. No one needs to watch any more episodes of Westworld anymore. Now, I hope I ruined.
Do you know what I watched the other day? I watched the new remake of The Little Mermaid.
Did you?
I haven't seen it. I quite enjoyed it. Maybe I may get around to it.
I enjoyed it. All right. You got to take the concept that's not the original.
Is it a different story?
No, it's exactly the same. Same songs. Yeah, okay. But obviously they don't look the same. But other than that, it's very good. I enjoyed it.
Well, of course they don't look the same because one's animated and one's not.
I'm gonna say something which goes very much against my left wing.
I know what he's gonna say.
It does feel like they're really trying to be, and I hate this word, woke. But it feels like, and they're just kind of picking. And I feel like people should just like, okay, so James Bond. It doesn't really matter what race, what like. I mean, I guess does it matter with sex? Could you have a female James Bond?
Totally.
Is there anyone? Mm. Yeah, but is
That'd
there
be
anyone
so much
that,
hotter?
Jane Bond.
Come on, let's face it. That'd
Jane
be awesome.
Bond.
everyone says like James Bond is white. But like for instance, they're talking about like Henry Cavill talking about him doing it. But I'm telling you right now, if Idris Elba was James Bond, I would make it, watch the shit out of that. That man is so James Bond, it's fucking ridiculous. I sometimes sit there and I might think, I'm quite a cool guy. And then I immediately remember afterwards that Idris Elba is a person that exists. I'm like, oh no, shit, I'm not. That's not, so I'm not cool. No, he's cool. Fuck me, that man is cool.
That would be good.
Can I tell you how much...
I would watch the shit out of that.
So this is how much I appreciate having my wife as my wife, all right? Because she keeps me in check. So I was actually a little upset when the play... the new Harry Potter, the Cradle or something or whatever it is.
The new series. Yeah.
Well, it was played by Hermione was played by a black chick, and I was like,
oh, is it?
Yeah, and I was actually a little, I was like, no, but she's white. You can't be changed because Harry Potter was such a big thing for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she said like, yeah, so what? It doesn't matter. And like, but again, it was. Eventually, I was like, well, yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter. Why should the color of someone's skin matter? But before it did. But now that my wife is actually putting me in a she's opened my eyes, or she's opened my way of how I feel or how I look at stuff and everything. And you should just eliminate the color of people's skin on everything. And eventually you just stop being angry, or you stop being disappointed, or you stop, you know what I mean?
But as a counterpoint to that.
You're going to talk about the frizzy hair? Sorry. Go ahead.
I was not going to talk about the frizzy hair. I don't even know what you're about, frizzy hair. But I feel like they're now going the opposite way and picking someone because
of that,
they need someone of color to fill that position, to kind of be woke,
different,
for a sense, rather than picking someone, again, like the James Bond thing. Like, so the people like Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, someone else, sort of this and this. But there are people that have a quality to them. Doesn't matter. The color of skin is relevant to the whole thing.
Do you know
how
I think they'd play it really well?
And that's how it should be.
I'd quite like to see The Rock playing James Bond.
Oh my God, that would be so fucking awesome.
Right off. No. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sorry, that would be amazing.
I know. No.
Vin Diesel.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No!
Vin Diesel.
No! What the fuck are you two talking about, you bellends?
Something completely outrageous would just be hilarious.
Tyrese Gibson.
They are American. So James Bond is quintessentially British.
They can do British voices.
They fucking cannot do British voices.
Is it Idris Elba British, is he?
It's London.
Oh, is he? Okay, I didn't
know that. It's very London.
Well, I'm sorry, but Marty in the chat here said at one point they were thinking of Will Smith. So he's American. Is he American? He's American.
He's from Philadelphia. West Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, he is. West Philadelphia.
He was born and raised.
Again, Will Smith. Again, Will Smith has the cool. I'd say that all three of them people have got the cool. I love Vin Diesel. I love The Rock. Fucking love them all. But you cannot put them people into playing James Bond.
I think it'd be hilarious.
No!
I think
it's not James Bond, is it?
But it still would be hilarious. There's no doubt.
It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's Jason Statham. It'd be like watching him. Because do you know, like, The Transporter? Fucking love that film. That is a great film. Yeah. However, his American accent is truly garbage.
Is he British then? Is he? Yeah.
Is Jason Statham British?
Sorry. I can never work out with these dudes.
I don't think Jason Statham would make a good Bond. He's cool in his own way.
You know what I love about Jason Statham?
Someone's saying that he's from Derby.
We have the same hairline.
Fuck off.
And I love it. He's bald and he's still cool. Sorry.
What, balded?
Yeah. He makes bald people look cool.
But then The Rock's bald.
He says he's bald by choice. I chose not to get hair implants, so I feel like I had a choice too.
He would look like Maui if he had crazy curly hair.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He plays Maui, doesn't he?
He does play
Maui. What, Tom? What the fuck, what?
I think we're going to find out.
This is fucking,
comes with.
Right. This is fucking broken me. So, Jason Statham is from basically Mansfield. He's from Derbyshire. He's from fucking Derbyshire.
Okay,
what the hell is
going on? This doesn't mean anything to me. What is that? What is all that mean?
Well,
He's from places in England.
I don't know.
It's just proper rugged.
No, it's not. It's just Derby, isn't it? I don't know. That's not what where I thought he was from. I thought he was from
Sheffield.
I thought he was from London. I'm trying to think of like a.
What? Because of his accent?
It'd be like finding out the Rock's from Canada.
Okay.
I don't know.
He is from Canada. He was born in Canada.
He's not from Canada.
And then he went to Hawaii, and then he went to Los Angeles. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're lying to me now. One second.
Hey, it's on the internet now. Hawaii. It's fact.
He's actually from California.
Is he from California?
It begins with a C. Same thing. Not quite.
It is not the same thing. You were a truck driver. You should not be saying shit like that.
When do I leave Devon? Come on. I tell you what, I went over the border to Somerset this day.
The fact that you say over the border shows a lot about the range you go.
I went over Somerset and then I went over Somerset.
Have they got the guards on the border?
Whoa. I didn't stop at Somerset. I went through Somerset
and into the next county.
I don't know what the next one was. Was it Wiltshire or something? Not Wiltshire. I don't know where it was, but it was something. And I was like, oh my God, I've never seen this sign before. Well, I don't know. I did. Am I allowed to?
How far are they on?
Hey, it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
It was about a 2.5 hour drive to get there. It was a far away job for me. Yeah. I went to somewhere called Frome or near Frome. I don't know if anyone knows where that is.
I know, but I have watched a Map Men thing on it, and they show you how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Frome.
There you go. Someone said it. Map Men.
Trucker Colin in the chat. What, you guys wait until next year when I come up to Scotland for the truck run.
I'm down for that. Yeah, I'm well down for that.
Yeah.
I'm down for going up to Scotland and we'll do some truck show.
A truck run.
Hey, if we get enough patrons, you might be able to afford to send me there too.
Oh my God. We should do that, like a goal that we do where we do an actual full live one somewhere.
We should do like a Top Gear session.
That'd be fucking
Could we meet up in J-A-T-P we could meet halfway. Session. We could meet halfway and all meet up in New York.
That's like the halfway, or Boston.
Is that halfway for us though?
It's not quite halfway, but
that just sounds like it's in favor of you.
And then didn't want to come and see us.
I couldn't see you. I had two kids. This just wasn't. Excuses, you know, I don't mind leaving the kids at home in their own environment where they know everything and they have a routine and they have daycare and all that kind of stuff. But leaving them for a few days. When my wife has to look after my parents' house,
you could have invited us to Ireland.
I did.
By the way, I did invite you.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
You?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't remember that. I don't think I'd be allowed on a boat, personally. I haven't got a passport.
Do you need a passport to go to Ireland?
I don't know. Do you?
I think, yeah, it's Republic of Ireland, you will. I don't think you'll need to go to Northern Ireland.
Well, go to Northern Ireland and drive down. Yeah?
But you still have to go to the Republic of Ireland.
Do you not get stopped at the border?
I don't think you do.
I'm pretty sure you do.
I haven't done it in a while. Apparently, according to my wife, yeah, you still need a passport.
But then she says no.
Why don't you have a passport?
Why would she say no after that?
Well, because I lost it when I was like, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago. But it was out of date anyway. But I've lost it. But now I can't apply for a new one because I got a report it missing. But it's not in dates. They can't work out what the details are.
When I had to get a passport, it was an absolute ball ache. It was a nightmare trying to get it.
I've got to reapply for a new one. And then, of course, if I want to get one for Logan, then I've got to get mine and then reapply as a mum with a... I don't know the full details. If anyone wants to help me with the passport situation, you're more than welcome to help me.
How old is he?
Logan?
He's six. Is it not until they're 10... Are they not under your passport?
I don't know, are they?
I'm pretty sure they are.
I've never heard of that before.
I'm pretty sure a mum is about to kick in here and say, yeah, this is true. Am I right in saying that?
No, right. You've got a what?
I found an art. I found something that says you don't need a passport to go to Ireland anymore from the UK.
Really?
But oh, okay. We should have gone then.
I don't know whether that's actually true or not. I'm going to look a bit more into it.
The internet because said I'd like it, to so go. It must be true.
Yeah, we'll all have to go. All right, well, we're going to meet in the middle at some point. Wherever that might be.
Not in the middle. Not in the middle.
We could. Well, we can't go to New York.
There's water.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, technically... We won't meet in the middle. We'll just meet in New York. It's the same in New York.
What is in the middle?
We'll hire a studio.
Of all of us. Is it the sea?
Pretty much the sea, yeah.
There's no island there then that we can meet.
There could be a boat.
Oh, well, could we not cross country and then meet in like Greenland or something?
Well, that's actually true. The way the earth curves. Because, yes, seriously.
If you go
middle
that way, yeah.
If you draw a straight line, it's actually not a straight line. Due to the curvature of the Earth, unless you're a flat earther, where
someone
it is
said
a straight
the
line.
Middle would be the Titan. Wow, thanks, Patreon.
Oh, absolutely amazing, amazing. Actually, we have got Neil Reese in the chat, and I've just remembered that it's Neil Reese that I've got a little "Am I an Arsehole" segment. If you wanted it.
I'm definitely down for that.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, now he's in the chat. You can ask him. It's only a little one. But obviously, he can go into full detail.
Well, he could actually call in. He can call into the show.
Would you be up for calling in on this one, Neil?
All right. It turns out that Neil is at work, so he can call in right now. So we'll have to do that next week for Judge Chloe.
Unlucky, guys.
Yeah, sorry about that. We could talk about more.
Cars was something that someone in the chat suggested. Wants to know our favourite cars.
Oh, yeah, it was Colin. Wants to know all the hosts and the other patrons' favourite cars.
Now, the favourite car to drive, the favourite car you actually want, or the most ridiculous abstract car out there that we'll never get to drive. You know what I mean?
Both.
I just saw the Koenigsegg Zeg. Oh, I can never actually pronounce it. It's such a big long word. Yeah. The new one that they have. I just saw Mr. Beast drive it, or at least he was in it. It's like a $10 million car, and I'd like to drive that. But I don't. Would I like to own it? No, I wouldn't like to own it, because you'd be so scared of getting it damaged. I'm sure one little rock chip would actually would cause $1 million. You know, but I want a Tesla. I really want a Tesla, it's in my reach. You know, but.
All right, Mr. Boaster.
But I probably won't. Tesla. It'd be mainly for my wife to drive, because she has to drive to work a long distance, and that way, and it's such a long drive, especially on the way home. It's like an hour and a half. I know that's what Tom does every day and to and from, but
Not that. That's just next week. But I only have to drive like 12 minutes to work.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
If there's no traffic, I can do it in 10, and still keep it economical as well.
Now, I don't really care for the speed part of Tesla. I was driving my brother's Renault something. I actually don't know what it's called. Small little yellow one. Sorry, small little electric car. But
Megane?
No, he actually has a Megane. But that's the petrol one. I can't remember what it's called. It's not the Leaf.
Leaf.
Leaf. I think Leaf.
Renault.
Nissan,
is it Renault Leaf? Maybe it is. Leaf. I thought it was
Nissan Leaf. Yeah, it's a Nissan Leaf.
But I was like, you know, this isn't super fast, but it's fine. You know, it's probably half the price of a Tesla, and I would be fine if I had that. You know, it's just the price of fuel is just going up a little higher than I would like it to be, and it's just a waste of money.
Oh, no.
You know?
But then you still got to think that where's the charge coming from, you know?
Well, yeah, our own house.
A lot of money to make a Tesla and stuff. All right.
Say that again?
Right. Yeah, I think I still think
I
it works
know.
Out
I don't
cheaper,
know where I was
doesn't
going.
It?
Were you
having
were
an electric car? It sounds like a lot of effort, because I'd probably forget to put it in to plug. I forget to plug my phone in. I'd wake up in the morning ready to go to work and be like, "Oh shit, I can't come into work. I forgot to plug in my car."
How far away is work?
About 15 minutes, 15-20 minutes.
All right, it would probably take maybe half an hour to charge it to get there.
But if you've just woken up,
I know. But Jesus Christ, it's the same thing as forgetting to fuel up. And at least, if you're out of gas when you get home, you got to walk to the store, fill up a gas canister, bring that home. But
no, because there's always fuel stations. You can always go.
Well, you can always just plug it. You can always just plug it in.
We can't, because if you break down like just a little bit down the road outside your house, you can't plug it in.
Yeah, if you got an extension lead, they're not going to close the store and say, "Hey, can I plug my car in, please?"
It's also on street parking outside with restricted access hours, and I can't always park outside, so I can't do that.
That's actually very true. There, yeah. with that, so how are you doing? I mean, I think a lot of workplaces are probably going to have to start having
in plug-ins and things. Yeah.
We do.
I think that'd be.
We do actually have that, but again, it's just. It doesn't take long. The amount of money you're saving, and you'd be always acknowledgeable of it, and like, just plug your car. You get into a habit of plugging your car in every night, even though you don't need to do that. You know, like a full charge will last you 250 kilometers, and it'll warn you if you're running low. When you park the car at nighttime, it'll like, "Hey, dude, I need some more juice. Hook me up, please." And then it might even text you like, "Seriously, you're waking up in 2 hours." What the fuck? Please charge me. All right. Do not blame me. Do not kick my door when you.
I'm quite notorious for like not getting up to my alarm. So if I had a car text me going, "If you wake up now, I'll come and plug me in, then I'll be ready to go," or something. And then I'd wake up and I'd go, "Oh, okay, I better get up and do something." And it might make me wake up.
No, you know, I do look at some of the businesses that you go to, and you go into like some places and you'll see that they've got their. Oh wow, I fully frozen.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Very interesting, Tom. Yeah, very much. We totally hear every word you're saying.
Yeah, I was gonna say I froze there. I fully froze there. What was gonna say? Hashtag Mark. Some of the business that I go to. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but when you go into like factories or warehouses, shit like that, and you'll always have like that row of like Teslas and like the electric BMWs and shit like that, and they'll be charging off like their power. And you sit there and think, you've got enough money to buy one of them cars, and you also don't have to pay for fuel either because the business is paying for it. There is a certain point when you get enough money that just everything's just free, isn't it? Just everything's free. Yeah, it is a bit shit, isn't it? Really,
What car? What car would you want then?
I don't really know. I mean, honestly, I will.
A Hummer H2, something to actually fit you.
Honestly, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I'd probably go for when the electric Fords start kind of becoming at a decent price and stuff like that. Because have Fords actually start doing electric ones yet?
Ford.
Yeah, I quite like the Ford.
But Ford has a Mustang that's a pure electrical.
No, I don't want a Mustang. I don't want a Mustang. I want just like a normal car, like a C-Max.
Surely a pickup truck would be best for you.
Yeah.
You don't want a pickup truck?
I just want a regular car. I don't want something fancy and nothing like
that. Fuel like you have, David.
Yeah, if us to have something, or like a nice car, I would like... I like the old rally cars. So like this, like the Toyota Celica, that back in the 90s,
my brother used to
that was
them.
Fucking amazing car. Obviously,
my brother had a Celica and a Supra. Oh, so good.
Yeah, yeah. The Mitsubishi, fucking great again. Or honestly, one of my favorites. I know this is part Citroen C4. That car just looks so good.
Citroen
like hatchback.
Citroen C4 Picasso rally, just searched in the red.
No.
Fuck me. Absolutely. I know people are, it's French and I don't like the French,
cars.
But still.
My mother used to have one.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying reliability. I'm not saying about how it works. I'm not saying about the
seriously, is that a minivan?
No, not Picasso. Sorry, not Picasso. It's Citroen C4. It's just Citroen
C4. It's like a little hatchback, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's also put Ford Escort. Ooh. Cosworth.
Oh, that's not so bad at all. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So where I live, I live near basically a rally team, and you see their cars around quite frequently. It's quite cool, actually.
Okay.
And you, Chloe?
For me, see, I'm constantly changing my mind on what sort of car I want. Like, there's so many I like, and I wouldn't know what I'd want, if that makes sense. At the moment, I've got like a little cheapy run around Kia Rio 2008 little thing. Nice and cheap, easy to run, easy little car. It's still a little bit gutsy. It's a little 1.5 turbo, you know? It's a little car, so when you put your foot down, it floors it. But it's not a car I want. Like, I used to own like Audi A3s, and they were a bit older, and I had like my first car was like an Audi A3, a 1.8 turbo.
Your first car was an Audi A3.
Well, I've had a few. So with my ex, we used to have like a little old school mini Austin, like a little 1976 or something. It's a tiny little thing. And then when I did my license, I actually got ended up getting 1.8 remapped Audi A3, and it flew. It was a fast little car, and I miss it so much. And it was only like a 2001 or something, so it wasn't, you know, very new. But one minute I want a new Audi A3 or an Audi or something, or the next minute I quite like something stupid like a Renault Cactus. I think they look quite funky, which I hated at first, but now I like them. Or like a Ford Cougar, or what else? I like the Kia Sportage. There's like so many cars I like and I want, and I keep going on this that you can get like there's something called Rev Comps that I go on.
Right.
Just fuck it, I'll put it out there. Everyone can learn about it. Go on Rev Comps, and they do like little competitions, and you can get like something really nice, like an Aston Martin. It's not very expensive, and you got really high odds, like more likely to win that than a lottery or anything. And or they get like campers or like cheap little, I don't know, like a Vauxhall Adam, which will cost like nothing to run. So I keep randomly putting on there and just hoping for the best. Just seeing a random car I like and going, oh, I like that. Let's just try it.
I would quite like I used one because I had to drive an escort vehicle back. And it was a VW Transporter.
Oh, I want one.
And I really liked
it. A VW Transporter.
I really want one.
Yeah, it's like a little van, but
it's a camper.
And I would love like a little camp, because you see them on YouTube, these van life videos. It would just be fucking great. I mean, I know technically that's what I used to do in my job, but basically having like a vehicle that I could park up just somewhere, anywhere, but the locations weren't quite as nice as...
when I was younger, we used to go out camping every weekend. And my mum and her partner had a classic V-dub camper, a T4, T2, something like that, bay window, bright orange, called it Vinnie Jones, literally. And honestly, it was a beast. And I really want that for Logan. And I want a transporter. That's really what I want.
I was going to get a Ford, Ford Crown Royal. It was basically like a Ford Transit, but with a higher roof.
I actually
got one, and I was gonna convert it. Yeah, I actually bought
one. I think I remember you talking something about that. Yeah,
and I don't know if I said this on the podcast or not, but
I don't think you
I bought this this Transit, and I was gonna customize it, because at the time I didn't actually have a house. I was just traveling around anyway, so I was like, oh, fuck it, well, I may as well get a van and I'll just stay in that. That'll work. But I don't fit in a Transit.
What, not even a high-roofed one?
It wasn't really that. It was the fact that the sitting position, it just, when I was in it for like an hour and driving. A half, I got out of it and I was just like, I was fucking dying. Like my back was absolutely killing me. I could drive it for about 30 minutes.
Couldn't you like knock out the wall behind you and then move your seat back?
Yes, I could, and it would have given me a little bit more, but what I figured was I was going to have to buy a whole new chair, and the steering wheel wouldn't really change to that position as well as I wanted it to, and yeah, it just wouldn't have worked. And the only one I've actually been in, where the only van where I've been okay in it, was that Transporter, and I was actually kind of comfortable, and I felt like, oh, I can be in this for more than 30 minutes. That's nice. That's lovely. Yeah. Like we've got a crew cab transit at work. And that's, for some reason, that's not too bad, but it's like an older one. So I don't know if the newer ones are, because what I found is nowadays what they're trying to do is they're trying to make cars feel like, make you feel a bit more boxed in to make you feel safer.
Yeah.
And they kind of like get everything so it's all tighter in and kind of like, it's all kind of like,
it's probably new regulations as well, isn't it? And things like that.
I don't know if it's regulations or if it's just to make you feel more comfortable. This is great. I'm sure short people love this stuff because like feel like very safe in their car.
Normal people, you mean?
Essentially 7 foot.
You know what they need to start inventing? So you know like when you walk into a shop and you got certain size clothing?
Yeah.
Why can't we have shops for certain size cars for certain size people?
That's honestly, I'm up for that.
You can have like a, what's the company where you've got the big men one?
Big and tall.
And they, no, the one that they do on the adverts. Come on, you must know what it is. Johnny Vegas did it at one point.
Oh, Giacomo.
Giacomo, yes.
Yeah.
You could have a Giacomo shop for cars.
That actually is a fucking good idea. Basically, have like a search thing so you can search for vehicles.
You put your height in, a bit like you can with shoe size.
That's a fucking great idea. We've just invented something. And we've just fucking invented something. Yes, we have.
Oh, Phil says they do one.
I'm still here.
No way. Oh, yeah. We can't see his face. It's fine. We can still hear him.
That's not so, we don't need to see his face. Look for
Phil, Phil's just said they do one.
What?
I'm going to Google Giacomo for cars.
I don't think you can Google Giacomo for cars.
You never know.
I will send you a tenner if that brings something up. If that brings up what you're looking for, because that's not a fucking chance.
Oh, it's come up with Lego cars. All right.
That's great.
Oh, Giacomo for car reviews. Ooh. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I just clicked on it. Oh no! It's just literally people reviewing Giacomo. What do I search for? Cars.
Not Giacomo for cars. For fuck's sake, woman.
Tall people. There you go. For tall drivers.
Oh, I've never searched this before.
Best small car really? For tall people. Apparently so. If you're a tall driver who will occasionally have to carry other lofty passengers, consider the Seat Ibiza. This little hatchback is easy to live within the city thanks to tight external dimensions, but still has an impressive amount of interior space for its size.
How much is a Seat Ibiza?
You can get them quite cheap.
Well, it's quite cheap because I'm broke as shit.
There's a website, I think it's called Cinch, CINCH.co.uk.
Yeah, I just found that.
Best cars for tall drivers. Head and leg room.
So sometimes when I'm having a wee at the truck stop, there's them signs that say about...
Oh, God. You go into the toilet, right?
I'm in the toilet, so you're right.
Yeah.
They've got the adverts for like... it's like car leasing. But I don't know. Is that actually worth it, the car leasing, or not?
It depends.
We car lease.
Yeah.
My son's Polo is leased.
But the down payment is huge, though, compared to what a down payment would be if you financed.
It depends how long you want to lease for. So the shorter the term is, the more the upfront payment is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've had our Polo now for coming up 5 years.
And has it been worth it? Because the thing that makes me worried about my car is what if it goes wrong? It's like that constant fear in the back of my head of, oh God, what if I need to replace all the fucking brakes on the massive thing?
As long as you service it with them and that, they'll replace it or something? Is that right, Elise?
We get the MOTs and the servicing for free.
Right.
So that's all covered.
Yeah.
We get warranty stuff for free as well.
Yeah.
But other repairs, like just say the alternator's gone or it needs a battery replaced or a new tire, we have to pay for it.
You have to pay for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, so all right, things that I'm worried about, the brakes and like the tires.
The general maintenance, yeah.
But you still gotta change those.
You'll pay for that yourself, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But people's biggest argument is that you're never gonna own it. You're always gonna have a payment. All right. And because you're like, I think most people's lease is probably 2 years on average. All right. Because they want the newest car every single
time.
2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, but you're still going to be like, but if you're going to be if you're going to be financing every 2 years, you know, well, you're not really owning it down there. The bank is always owning it. So it's kind of like that. But one thing for a fact is that you will never own that car. You'll always have a vehicle that works, you know, and it all depends on what you want. As in, like, I personally don't care, but it, like, okay, if you're going to be leasing a company vehicle, then that makes sense because then now you can write it off every year, all the payments and all that kind of stuff. But it's a little bit different if you're financing it. But yeah, I think that's the only difference. I like it's more affordable. The payments are the payments are lower on the financing on the
Colin
lease.
Colin has just said that he repairs his cars himself. Rather than pay mechanics. If you lease a car, you can't
No. What he actually said was, I do my own repairs.
Fuck paying these robbing mechanics,
LOL. Now, just FYI, I know for a fact that we have at least two mechanics in the chat, so...
I fixed my boot the other day. There you go. I did that.
You fixed your boot?
My boot decided to randomly stop opening, and... one day it randomly opened while I was at work. So I was like, ooh. So I had the chance and I left it open. And then I got up in there and took it all apart. And then I looked at the mechanical mechanism.
Please tell me there was a dinosaur in there. Please tell me there was a dinosaur in there.
No, there wasn't actually. Because why would there be a dinosaur in the boot? Because I had a dinosaur in the
boot. That's what Logan does. He
pokes
dinosaurs in the shit.
Yeah. No, there was no dinosaurs on this occasion. I've not checked in the front yet. That might be something else. But no, I took it all apart and then I did the mechanism, figured out what was wrong, fixed it, put it back together, and now it works again. Yay.
So I thought you were going to hit it with a hammer or some shit. That seems to be like whenever I take it into a truck into a mechanic,
I mean,
the amount of times
I get a
sledgehammer out.
I looked at the mechanism and realised it wasn't reaching properly, so I might have had to bent something to make it catch. It works, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If it works, it works.
Yeah, it doesn't not work now. There you go. That's my mechanical skills right there.
You bent something.
I bent something.
The end result of that is, you bent something to get it to work.
But
it works. Yeah, it checks out.
And as Gav says, WD-40 fixes everything. I also use WD-40.
I find that it doesn't always fix everything. It doesn't work. It doesn't fix the brakes.
So there are things.
The brakes to do.
Doesn't fix. Doesn't fix flat tires.
Stops it squeaking.
Yes. Wow.
Gaffer tape is the thing that fixes everything.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but in Arkansas, they had this phrase: if you can't duck it, fuck it. And
zip ties.
They truly, truly took that. Like whole cars, like doors duct taped on and shit like that.
When we've done the farm, it was everything gets fixed by baling twine. Baling twine is beast.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing breaks that shit.
Do you actually have does a car in America have to go through some kind of service ever or not?
No, well, America is a really big place and there's 50 different states with 50 different rules and that kind of shit.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so in California, you got to go through, I think it's a smog. Is that smog test? I think it's
emissions
like.
Is
okay. Well, it's some, yes. And that's every 2 years or whatever, right? In Washington State, where I am currently right now, they were doing emissions, but they're not doing it anymore. And in Oregon, they don't.
But it's just emissions, is it?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, there's no mechanic going around to double checking everything, you know, but you got to make sure you peel that electrical tape off the check engine light, you know, just to make it. I'm sure if there's a few check engine. You have done that, haven't you? Put a little electric tape over the check engine light so you can't see it.
You're not allowed to do that. You can't do that.
Why would you do
that? I know
that?
You can't
don't
do it.
Even
it's a joke.
Recommend it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
I can't believe you just said to do that. I'm so disappointed in you.
Here, you have to, your car has to go through an MOT every single year and it has to pass every single year. And like it's very strict, isn't it? Like it's yeah, it's very, very strict.
Yes, mine's June end of next month. Yay.
Oh no. Fucking good the stresses. The stresses of an MOT. What are you worried about yours going on?
Well, my boot was one of them, but I've now fixed that. That's a bonus.
That wouldn't be under your MOT, would it?
Well, last year it failed because it went last year, so this is a whole brand new catch, so I don't know why it went. Because it's like, meant to be like a... Yeah, is it not meant to be like an escape route? Like, it's an extra door, isn't it? So all doors and windows should be working.
Can you open the boot?
Surely you have to fit back there and, you know...
It failed on the boot. It passed on everything else. There was nothing else wrong with it other than the boot. So, fingers crossed, it might be all right, but it had a few minors that might not be all right. Because I've not sorted them out. Because you know when you go, oh yeah, I'll sort them out this year before the next MOT, and then all of a sudden you're like, MOT's next month, I've not done any of that shit.
I 100% need rear tires. I know that for a fact. And yeah, the brakes are the one. I don't know how much are brakes. I don't fucking know.
I just changed the brakes on my car recently.
It depends how far are your brakes squeaking, or are they metal on metal?
They're not squeak,
because if they've got to a point where they're metal on metal, they're probably going to cost you a lot, because that's going to be a lot to do it. But if you've caught it early, you'll be fine. It won't cost that much. A couple of hundred.
I paid $50 for my brakes, just the brakes itself, you know, and it's easy enough to do it yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
even I've done that, actually.
I am not fucking with something that stops a vehicle. Don't wrong. If it was something else in the vehicle, I'd have a bit of a crack with it. Like for instance, I'm gonna do an oil change on the car.
Actually, I won't do oil changes. No, I can do oil changes. I won't do oil changes because it's just messy and it's cheap enough just to go get it done.
It is, but that I'm happy doing because
it doesn't make
a bit. If it gets a bit messy, it's not. Oh, I think David's gone.
Yeah, we'll just talk without him. It's fine.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Right. I have no idea. I've got
on that note. Change. Yes.
Well, are we literally? Are we ending it here? Are we on that fucking?
Was there a cliffhanger? We have some technical difficulties. I have no idea what you guys were.
We
talking
have
about.
Had all the technical. I think basically David's at the beginning David's of the show up. Said he was downloading all the porn off the internet.
Dude, that was.
oh, sorry. You're
not supposed to say that stuff on the show, okay?
He's only on B at the moment, so BBW. Right, anyways.
And I was doing it for my wife, by the way.
Kinky evening plans. right, anyways.
If we can ever get the kids to sleep.
On that note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how is it got this far? But we shall see you next time. Hopefully, maybe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
David's frozen again.
Oh my God.
You should leave that in, David.
Okay. I'm just frozen.
Yeah.
I can add I can add it, but whatever.
Also, okay, it's cool. International Red Panda Day today. I do love the red panda.
Oh, Ollie loves red panda as well.
I hate him so much.
Those little pricks.
Have you seen that Red Panda film?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.